closings often take minimum 30 days, most likely 5 to 6 weeks. And it's not because the buyer wants it that way. A lot of times the lender and the title company, they need that much time in the transaction. For us as realtors, we've closed houses in 10 to 15 days, oftentimes when they're cash transactions. But when there's financing involved, it's every bit sometimes of 30, 45 days, somewhere in there, closer to the 40, 45. So the question is about closing time. It's 6 weeks out. Today we're working an offer on the property. Question is, can we pick a closing time right now? Because the sale contract actually has a blank line said, you know, for time and possession of the property. And the title companies really just won't book a time. Generally, that's 6 weeks out. The closing dates sometimes move up or back. At this point, you might say we want a solid date, and we will have a solid date because both parties will agree to it. But there's about a quarter of the transactions where that date moves up or back to the agreement of both buyers and sellers. The buyer cannot just change the close date on their own. You have to agree to it. But oftentimes, if the house is vacant and they can get it done faster, they'll try, or something along those lines. But this audio is simply about when do you establish the time for closing? And it generally isn't done for a couple of weeks, a few weeks before that's, because title companies don't like booking that on their calendar, knowing there's a possibility it could change. Now, we could book something right away within a couple of business days, try to get you on the schedule. But if you're the seller, the key to this thing really is what time's the buyer closing? Because you don't get your proceeds until the buyer closes. And then more importantly, even when the buyer's done all their paperwork and signed everything, if it's a wire transfer, the funds are in the Fed. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes, sometimes it takes hours for the money to move between the two title companies, because buyers 99% of the time close at different locations with different title companies. And the wire transfer is out of everybody's control, which is why we want to see at least the buyer on your deal closing as early as possible, if that's possible. And as a listing side, we are not in control at all what the other realtor is doing. They also want it early in the morning, but sometimes people work at hospitals or whatever their tasks are, their jobs, and they cannot get off. And they cannot, you know, leave their employment. The best they can do sometimes is 3 p.m. That's almost guaranteed to be a problem. Somebody's closing that late in the day. It's a really small window of time for getting your transaction funded. And so, in any case, this audio is simply about, can we establish a close time right now between the buyer and the seller? It's going to be some time, but it's on our checklist as we get much closer to closing, to try to get the other agent to close early in the day, and then we'll tell you about it when it happens. But this was simply to answer the question I get during negotiations, what time is all this going to happen? Thanks.